From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, U.S. Forces Korea is launching a Space Force unit. Yongsan Fire Chief is called in for a second questioning as the investigation into the Itaewon crowd crush continues. And director Park Chang-wook's decision to leave wins 6 awards at the prestigious Blue Dragon Awards. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emily Jennings. U.S. Forces Korea will create a Space Force unit in light of North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missile threats. According to multiple government sources on Saturday, the U.S. Defense Department plans to set up a component command of the U.S. Space Force at the USFK by the year end. In the recently announced national security strategy, the U.S. military said it is pushing to establish space commands in its combat commands, as well as to achieve all-domain integrated deterrence. The USFK's component command is expected to link up with other Space Force commands to enable real-time sharing of intelligence on North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. The United States Space Force, established in 2019, controls space assets such as satellites and other surveillance and detection missions, including those for missile defense. The U.S. Space Force Indo-Pacific was launched just this Tuesday, and USFK's space unit will likely be only the second such command outside of U.S. mainland. Another Space Force unit is expected to be activated under the U.S. Central Command in the Middle East later this year. An official at the Korea Research Institute for Military Affairs said that such a move indicates that Washington is seriously viewing missile threats posed by North Korea and Iran. A special police team investigating the Itaewon crowd crush has called in for questioning the chief of Yongsan Fire Station for the second time. Appearing at the probe team's office Saturday morning, Choi Song-bum told reporters that he will sincerely respond to questioning. Choi was booked on November 7th on charges of professional negligence resulting in death. As the person in charge of safety on the night of the tragedy, Choi is accused of not standing duty at his designated location in front of Hamilton Hotel in Itaewon. He is also accused of failing to swiftly issue emergency response alerts in the wake of the disaster, which is believed to have increased casualties. Choi contends he couldn't issue the alert himself as he was focused on rescue operations at the time, and a level 2 alert activated by the head of Seoul Metropolitan Fire and Disaster Headquarters was sufficient. He also argues that even if he was stationed outside the hotel, it was nearly impossible to grasp the situation in every alleyway with too many people packed in the area. An Air Force Brigadier General has been demoted by one rank to colonel for mishandling a sexual abuse case involving a late staff sergeant who took her own life. According to military sources on Saturday, the Defence Ministry last week passed the rare disciplinary measure on Air Force Legal Affairs Officer John Ik-soo, and it was approved by President Yong Suk-yeol on Tuesday. The latest administrative measure has taken effect immediately, marking the demotion of a general rank officer for the first time in more than 40 years. John is accused of mishandling the initial investigation into a sexual assault case of a non-commissioned officer, E. Yi Ram, who experienced abuse by her superior in March last year and committed suicide 2 months later. A special counsel probe saw 8 related figures, including John, indicted in September this year. Based on the results, the Defence Ministry has been seeking its own disciplinary measure separate from the court trial. John can appeal the demotion within 30 days, but if it's not accepted, he is likely to retire as scheduled next month with the title of colonel. The price of gasoline and diesel both went down this week at local pumps. According to oil price portal OpenNet, run by the Korean National Oil Corporation, the average price of gas nationwide fell 14.2 won to 1,644.5 won per litre in the fourth week of November. Gasoline prices have dropped for the 11th consecutive week. The average price of diesel also shed 10.5 won this week to 1,878.4 won, ending a six-week rise. Noting a drop in global oil prices, an official at the Korea Petroleum Association said that the narrowing price gap between gas and diesel in global markets may also be reflected at home as time passes. The official added that oil prices next week could hold steady as gas stations have purchased stockpiles in advance to prepare against the ongoing general strike by truck drivers. New COVID-19 cases have registered in the 50,000s amid a winter resurgence of the outbreak. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Saturday that 52,788 infections were reported throughout Friday, including 62 from overseas. The tally is up by 2,200 from a week ago, but down by 1,500 from 2 weeks prior. Despite a seasonal surge, new infections are increasing gradually or even remaining steady. Critical cases and deaths still remain high. The number of seriously ill hospitalized patients rose by 25 to 478, continuing above 400 for the eighth day. Friday added 52 new deaths, increasing the death toll to 30,330. The overall fatality rate stands at 0.11%. Three South Korean records have been registered to the UNESCO Memory of the World's Asia-Pacific Program. The Cultural Heritage Administration said Saturday that Samguk Yusa Naebangasa and records related to overcoming the 2007 Tayan oil spill were listed on the register during the General Assembly of the UNESCO Memory of the World Committee for Asia and the Pacific held in South Korea's Andong. Samguk Yusa, translated as Memorabilia of the Three Kingdoms, is a historical record compiled by Buddhist monk Il-yun in 1281 during the Goryeo dynasty. Naebangasa, or Song of the Inner Chambers, refers to literary works by Korean women written in the Korean alphabet Hangul in the late Joseon period. The third listing includes over 220,000 documents, photos and publications related to South Korean efforts to overcome a devastating oil spill that took place in Tayan, South Cheongchon province in late 2007. The records were recognized for showcasing public and private sector collaboration to fight an environmental disaster that involved over 1.2 million volunteers. With the latest edition, South Korea now has six listings under the Memory of the World Asia-Pacific Program. Cannes winning romantic thriller Decision to Leave, directed by Park Chan-wook, picked up six prizes at this year's Blue Dragon Awards held Friday. In the 43rd edition of one of South Korea's top film honours held at KBS Hall, Decision to Leave won trophies for Best Film, Best Director, Best Screenplay and Best Music, while Park Hae-il was named Best Actor and Tang Wei Best Actress. The film was nominated in 12 categories, more than any other competitor, and was awarded in six. It also marks Park's third Best Director prize at the Blue Dragon Awards, following his previous films Joint Security Area and Old Boy. Actor Lee Jang-jae, the star of Squid Game, won the Best New Director Award for his directorial debut Hunt, which was also recognized for Best Editing and Best Lighting. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Emily Jennings.